two sheets of Mishnah, and then the blood. Blood is the only thing. Get a kosher outside the other without any do without nothing. You know, there's a zero kosher. Tanakam is not going right so far. Tanakam is as well. Saviyada is good enough. Gilgamesh is doing it. But these three cases, they're not great, but we're not going to throw the book at you if you relied on it. It was wrong to give it. It was wrong to get married based upon it, apparently. But you got married based upon that guest. And we had children, so we're not going to consider it to be totally not progressive at the level of government. So one of three cases in the class of this Tagado, the ain't all of them. Tosa said, if you learn the Gemara of the Antegov, Eka, there is someone, the Muki, everyone knows what a Kimta is, the Muki, Kimta is a textbook term that you've seen thousands of times, and if you actually know what it is, it's one of those things that can slip between the text. Well, Kimta, a Mukim, is sort of the equivalent of in Hebrew to be Makim, to stand something up, not in the Enigmatic app, to stand something up, but literally, to cause to have to bring something up. To stand something up. In a particular way. To have a Mishnah, have a Brisa, something from Kadoim that's Stam, that's not specifically a particular person. Not specifically a particular case. And I go ahead and I say, no, this Mishnah sounds so Stam, it's really only according to one Tana. This Mishnah sounds so Stam, it's really only in one case. That's the new Kimmel. You've heard it before. You guys know exactly precisely what the word means. So, the Gemara has a new Kimta in on Tevav that perhaps this Mishnah is going with me, Rabbi Meir. The Ikka the Muki, the Paragrafa, what is this Gemara? Is one day in the Gemara Tevav, this Mishnah is the second time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar. So, he says, you don't need Edom at all. Who's the first time of? Who does want some form of loose Edom? Must be Rabbi Meir. The problem is, there are two problems with that. Because there are two sheets of the Remeir that seem to fly in the face of this stock, the Kustavik Savyado, is when we push you up against the wall, Lamaisan in a Torah, it's a valid get without any Edom at all. So there are two problems. Problem number one, Avakat this little Remeir called Mashad Nadea. Shetabu Akam, they're getting up by Mamas, this is going to be done with them last week. Remeir has a Shita, it appeared. Hey, appears in Daf Kei that when Chachamim made Dinim Drabanan about how to write a get, they insisted that Havlad Mamzer. That if you change the way that Chachamim wanted to write the get, you left that information that Chachamim wanted to include. We had a discussion last week: is it the formula, is it a particular term, or just the content? But either way, considering you do have the content that Chachamim wants to use to include the Havlad Mamzer, that if we Drabanan, we considered in Megureshet. So how can it be here? You say not. You say, well, you left out the whole Zman. You left out the whole Edom. You left out the Edom entirely. So what happened to the mayor being so insistent? You say, well, Havlad Kod, Nitzav Havlad Kod. How could that be? Oh, my Ben Tav, Da'ah, Ben Tav, and Havlad Kod, Shazakach, Haya, Hamazdeya, Shalom Yipasso Havlad, Ba'anach Shlosha. And that's how it says, well, if you that Shikra in the Gemara, that Amora, on Pevav, the interpretation that the Mishnah that the Mishnah is going according to the mayor, I mean the Remeir is going to be machshir b'diavad, he'll be machshir the kid of a get mixav yado. Yeah, you'll have to say this is different. But here Chazal and Amos talking about. What does that mean? What's the word thing? This was the Koyish, so when he fought the Baba Hanach Shosha. I mean, this was the Mazdeya. But the Mazdeya was the Aftarayim, the Mazdeya was the Aftarman. I mean, this is the Mazdeya Shin Pasol. That's what that means, is of course the Mazdeya was, the Takana was, the Aftarayim thing. But he's saying, look, the whole thing is in Dravan to begin with, Remeir is saying a general sheep. In general, Remeir has the proportion to say that Remeir said, in general, Chachamim had his debate. In general, Chachamim wanted to make sure that the Takana Shabbanan are getting sick, so they gave it the full oomph of the severe possible consequences. And not only is a dilu chatchila that you need to write again a certain way, a dilu chatchila, you know, I accept a certain type of get, you know, I give a certain type of get, then you know how to get married based on a certain type of get. But they even made a dinu rabban. You can see, they made a dinu rabban even together. They even, if you got married, you had children, still have it, you know. So, it's a very general approach. But apparently there were cases, and that's why the Mishnah is listing, not so crazy. The Mishnah is, these three cases are not possible. These three cases, again, is possible, but the kids will have to go on the end. So these are just three exceptions. Why there should be exceptions is a good question. And not so much our focus right now, I don't want to get too sidetracked, but just to make a suggestion, especially a couple of guys in Seder, that, you have such a similar idea. Whenever we know, Derek Mushel, we know that we were discussing earlier this year, there's something called Adar Mafrit, in Parashat, I guess, Adar Mafrit, in Parashat, Kosh, Adar Mafrit, Adar Mafrit, in Parashat, which Chumash is it?
Shpat.
Which Chumash is it? Okay, here's a good guess. You know where? Beginning there. Bill? I think it's, as a matter of fact, the ending either Amor or Machin Ayni Shalem. In the Shvat, you have Mawana Machin, and you have Adam Achobel, the person who eats of another person. But the fact that if you decide to smash someone's windows, you decide to smash someone's glasses, and you decide to rip someone's shirt, and you have to pay, that's based on the Pasuk, I believe, the end of the Har, Machin Ayni Shalem. That if a person beats up an animal, someone else's animal, so not only is Peter going to be after him, but the owner of the animal also has the right to be after him and to make him pay. Okay, that's the din of Adam. Adam has to pay. Machmehem, you shall machmehem, you shall amend. Get the answer. That's all. Yes, but no. But not this case. So that's the din of Adam. I take a bat, I smash it, I take a bat, I smash the car, I'm crying. I did very indirectly. I didn't smash your car, this we discussed. There's something called drama. I did something which caused eventually the headache to occur. It wasn't so direct. It wasn't direct at the Masrik. It was drama. Drama in the Dukkan is
Pasuk.
And then the Gemara says this is the middle category. The middle category.
I did too.
We have Adar Magdik, he's right. Rama, the guard says the option to do it, but Pasuk. And then in between, that's Indra. And then there's if it's Sama Indra, a little bit Indra. That's what we call Garmi. The Garmi is Machlokas. Machlokas at Haran. Kaimon, we pass in the Pasuk, we pass in a Yorka. Okay. Now, one thing that we discussed in the past, they saw Sharon Sushal Chadeo. I just came up in some of the days as well. I go ahead and I torch your office. So I destroyed all of your bonds. All the promissory, all the IOUs. You had Sharon that said that people owe you tens of thousands of dollars. And then I burn it down. So the paper itself is worth $10, $20, $30. But the amount of loss I caused you is astronomical. Millions of dollars. Because now you can't collect any of those over. But I didn't really destroy the money. The money's still there. The debt is still owed to you. Just that I was very clever. Now you're unable to collect it. So it's sort of direct and sort of indirect. So we said, that's got immediately passing your cut. So now, how do you know when something is very indirect or a little indirect? Who's supposed to know? The Gemara's case. So tell us one of the rules. The basis of my focus is you should know, everybody's human bucker should know, is that famous my focus between the Ramban and Tosfos. Tosfos in Bava Kama and Bava Kama, and the Ramban in his sefer on Garmin. Which is Garmin Chayim, Chayim in HaTorah, Chayim in Ramban. So the Ramban says, yeah, you're Chayim in HaTorah. So this distinction between Garmin and Garmin, Kor Ramban, it's a real solid, interesting distinction, and he has a whole sefer. We try to figure out how you know whether something is Garmin or Garmin. What are the rules? How do you measure how direct or indirect something is. You have to have room for this five minutes or this coffee in that hour. You gotta have serious room to figure out what's called Garmin called other Mazik and Grammar. That's Rambam. Shach says he Shach writes that he started writing a parish on the Rambam's Kuntzus on Garmin, and then he gave it in the middle because he decided he didn't buy into the Rambam's thesis. The basic thesis that Garmin is having a Torah, as well as Shach decided that he found the Tosfos much more compelling. The whole Sefer is, the whole Kuntzus Rambam is built on that assumption. If you don't like the assumption, so hard time to write something on the Sefer. And those says, no. Tosfos is bad, and so that's the Marshall here. Tosfos says, oh, Rambam is kind of similar to the Torah. Midrash, this is all grammar. How long the Chacham is saying, turn that to grammar, so you make you high of Midrash. Most things say grammar. But some grammar is called in Garmi, or say Midrash, you gotta say. So what is the matter to write Midrash? What is the matter? Not the topic. But what is the matter in terms of thought? In terms of how you approach the figure, or how you approach this question, you have to realize that the sort of distinctions, the sort of categories you're going to create when you're dealing with the Raisa categories, are very different than the sort of categories you can look for in dealing with Jabbanon. Because dealing with Jabbanon, so, Mina Torah don't say, Chacham came along and said, we're distinguishing the Grama things and the Garmi things and the Grama things. Mina Jabbanon, we're going to have you on Garmi. So why? Then anyway, you can very easily say, the Chacham were Mechayiv you on those things, which are most common. You don't have to start explaining why this is somewhat more direct. You say, this is more common. That's essentially, this part of what Tosfos says is the case, the Rama is all taught, is very tempting. If you're a practical joker who knows that knowledge is a dangerous thing, you learn the little Gemara, the kid learns about a Kama, then he goes off to make some trouble, and now he knows this is Rama, that's Rama, and he can get away with murder. The Chacham said this a little bit, everyone's going to know they could torch other people's shtaros and walk away, it's got to pay $10 for it, so that's a dangerous situation. So Midrabanan, Chazal made you chai, no chase shamo tamid, which is the most concern. Nothing has to do, you don't have to give the right type of distinction, this is more direct, less direct, somehow this is the esver and inherently more adamazic and this is more grammar. No, that's Rabban. Rabban works very hard. Because he understood from the Gemara that it's a direct distinction. You have to have a real well-defined category. If you hold it with Rabbanan, then it just has to do with Torah. Was there a need to make it takana? Not a need to make takana. Right? So far so good. So that's how it's approached. That's what's going on here, probably as well in this Tosfos. And Tosfos is saying, look. The whole thing is Rabbanan. Min HaTorah, all these dinim are fine. Min HaTorah, Chacham came along and added in a bunch of new dinim and says how you write again. Chacham want to make sure, it's important that if they make a takana for a reason, they have reasons for why they want to buy, why they want to eat and so on. They want to make sure that the takana sticks. If you're going to make a takana to have zman, to protect this or that, you have a takana to have agents, to help them with whatever it is, if people aren't going to keep the takana, that's not going to do anything. And you make a takana to accomplish the purpose. But in order to accomplish the purpose, it has to work. So Chacham has to make the takana strict enough that it's going to stick. So Rebbeinu says, in general, Chachamim, when they made it, they could just make a takana because Chachamim, yes, right, doesn't have a gift. But no, maybe that wouldn't stick. You have to have peace. Here people, that woman, if you don't make sure the guy says, that's right, that's done. Your kid is in the Zayrim. Well, I'm going to make sure. I'm not letting that guy leave Beis before he says, that's right, that's done. Right? You're obviously incentivizing keeping the takana. So, probably, I would think, this is the first Tosfos cop looking at the Tosfos. Tosfos says, the other cop says, well, in certain cases, they didn't impose the full Chomer Hadin, and it's all distinction in the Rabbanan. Right? The whole thing is on the Rabbanan. But the question is, that they were more concerned, with a greater concern that people would be Mazalzo in the detail. A guy's gonna think he's a smarty pants and show off how much he knows, and he's going to write get to the years of the Mayan civilization, the fall of Tuss the Second, whatever. So some people might kind of want to do that. Some people might use inappropriate dating systems to put a date on the star, And so that, but that was a concern. The most din rabbanan are concerned. Such is a concern that people might be resolved, though. You've got to make it really serious. And here's another thing. Of course, it's not lower in the problem. But yeah, the mamash leave out the eighth entirely. To leave out this mom entirely, that's much less likely. They made a rule. They have to say A and B. They're not going to leave out the whole thing. Ah, play on the details, maybe. Predict things by next time. That's pretty likely. But the mom should not have Edom at all. The mom should not have Zman at all. That's too much. That's too much. Okay. That's what that tells us. Problem one was that how can you say the Mishnah is the mayor? Is the mayor hall number one? Mishana Beshtam Chama Megitin and Avlan Mamza. And here he's not saying Avlan Mamza. So it's okay. So there might be exceptions to that rule. Essentially, what they say. There might be good reason why. It's something that lends itself to exceptions. The whole thing is, the Chachamim are adding seats, adding qualities to patches to Din Javana, so they didn't add this extra patch to a couple of Din Javana. Okay. And here comes the real core question for our purpose. The Avlan, that's your name. Saba. The Chasar Haino, the Chasar, Abra Meir holds. The Chasar Haino, the Chasar, Rebeir, the Chasar, Siva, Chasima, Rebeir requires Chasima, when the Mishnah, when the Pasuk says, the Chasar must pay for Krisus. The Nasa, the Ada, according to the Meir, that means you have to take a Sefer Krisus, already, get it ready written, have it signed, the Chasar Haino, have it signed, and the Nasa, then give it to your wife.
So
where's Chasar? Chasar, when the Meir Chasar says, you have Chasima. But get the Ksav Yada to know Chasima, or that's Ksav Gimel's way of saying it. It's B'chasa B'chasa. The way of saying that Ksav will be, Rebbeir holds a day. Rebbeir holds. 21 voices? Ain't a Chasima Kaddish. Ain't a Chasima Kaddish. There's no Chasima. There's no nothing. The answer to it is no. No problem. In Chabal, Atmo, Chasa, Ain't a Chasima Chasima, Kedola, no problem with this. Because, yeah, but the husband signed it. It's the husband. There's no greater Chasima. There's no greater Chasima than that. Which, once again, is very puzzling. What does this mean? How do you understand? Who here saw that? Who here didn't say that? A lot of people, I think, have premature arthritis in the elbow. Who here saw Tysus? No? Amen. Good. Okay, what does Tysus mean? Ain't a Chasim, don't say Akasha. Strong case, do you understand Akasha? It's a Chasima character. Where's the Chasima? Get the Chasima. What's the answer? Answer is fabulous. Kasha, Jeromo, and the answer is. What?
Either like the exception, like the fact that we're up in the Mishnah shows that this is Rav Meir's opinion too.
Okay, what's that? Right. For the first question, Talos is good. The first question, Talos is about Mishnah and Beish Tavach Chachamim, Vlad Mam. Right. So this is an exception. But how about the second? The second question is a Kasha Min HaTorah. Remember, the first Kasha is a Kasha Min Drabbanim. Right. Is it Din Drabbanim or Vlad Mam? Okay. But the second question is a Kasha Min HaTorah. Eid HaChasim HaKarit Din Daraisa. Because of what's shot in Chumash. Yes, so what do you say? What do you say, Yanko?
He has the power of an
Eid. He's the best aid of all. There's no greater signature than him. Better than having two people sign at the same time. Yeah? Ooh, okay, very good. So the Finnish is already jumping in. He's saying it sounds a little bit like the fact that what? Well, we'll say that, because he might be saying two people.
He's saying that the way this star works is that.
Oh, so you're saying, hey, one second, the Talmud maybe is saying, after the whole idea of a star is aiding or finding Dasa Mitzchayim, what could be better? The Dasa Mitzchayim himself is here. Good. Beautiful. Right? Is the Dasa Mitzchayim in L.A.? Second. Let me ask you a question, though. I'm not sure I'm getting for your audience. No, this is not good. But we have problems, though. We're going to come to this, but we have problems. Because, one second. People will go back to the simplicity of yesterday. Eidei chasim v'kanasi means? Yeah, it's Kima Dabar, it's Eidei chasim. So, one second. It's not Kashan Yud, Kashan Pesach. Eidei chasim v'kanasi, right? Sounds like, there's no better guy to speak than the guy himself. He himself is being Moshe. Right? He himself is being Moshe. What happened to the Kibbutz? How about the Gemara Kiddushin? I myself am Moshe, I married the girl. She's Moshe, I married her. But there's no Eidim. No Eidim, no Dice. And Eidim, that's the difference between Eidim Lakim and Dabar, and the Bira Dabar. Not just to know what happened. We are convinced that you gave the ring to the girl there and this, but it's great. We believe you. We don't care because it doesn't count what was witnessed. He ate this lakiyum adavar, to actually make it happen, not just labor adavar, not just to figure out what were the facts, historically what happened an hour ago. No! To make the marriage take effect as the witness. If you did what through the motion, you gave the girl the ring, but no one's watching, it didn't work. You may have done it, we believe that you did it, but it doesn't matter because it didn't do anything. The question, one second, is what's going on over here? Eidei chasim v'kanasi, the Eidei chasim are the Eidei lakiyum adavar, you yourself. Now, it might be true that we should believe you, but even believe you about the fact, with their adavar, but it's not going to make it happen. That's mamash the Gemara in Kiddushin. Now, the Kaddish all they know, because Kiddushin is not a pain, the Maram comes. The Kaddish all they know, ain't Choshen the Kiddushin. So we have a little bit of a sticky point here. Yeah.
Those are the things that the step is still not valid. It's not like a step. It's still not a good step. But
really?
It's saying that there'll be one doing it for the mamzer.
Good. The get is not valid, it's just the kid's not mamzer. So what does that tell you? But how's the kid not mamzer if the get is not valid? Elma, you're right, the get is not valid,
yeah.
But the oh, not valid.
Trip on it.
Yeah, they dropped. Right. It's not valid concerning being permitted to remarry. But it is valid concerning if she didn't remarry, what's her kid? Which means that min ha-torah, again, is definitely kosher. Min ra-banan, you can't use it.
It's
sort of
like saying that the Kiddushin, that kid's Kiddushin, that they meet a
guest,
but they can't
Right, except that would be saying that it's valid min ra-banan. You're saying it's valid min ha-torah. But you're right, it's somewhat similar. And, so it's good, so let's make it stronger. The Gemara is lush and there is Amakash ben Ovi, no. Don't tell him, okay. A guy, Makash goes between him and her, no one else is watching. A private bar ceremony. With no one else there, oh, it's dumb. You're sitting at a table in a restaurant, and you flip for a raise. Maybe 100 people there, no one saw you give her a ring. That's Makash ben Ovi, no. No way, it's a king of Dover, or no one heard you whisper in her ear, Haray Mekudesh, please. They thought you were giving her a present. But only she knows that you really said, Haray Mekudesh, please. There's no Ace of King of Dover. Because no one can testify to your Daf condition. So then the Gemara says, Ain't kosher the Kiddusha. We're not kosher. Garnish. Nothing happened. Zero. Go and marry someone else. Real jarring to, after that happens to not marry someone else. But with Mamash, nothing happened. So that's a big problem. Like, hey, where is Kim Dabba? Right. The Gemara says there. Maybe a little bit. Garnish. That's the problem. So let's take a look. Let's begin. Let's begin by looking at the second paper, and then we'll come back to look at, to start thinking about where Tosis is sending us. Let's first take a look. That's part of the... Learn Gemara Rashi. And try to understand what the Bach is trying to tell us. Take a look. Take a look. This our mission, the mission we had quoted, this is the original context of the mission of Gimel Tzidul. You can see once again if you like. Gimel Tzidul, 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 three kids in there, all possible, but if he goes in and gets married, the child will be kosher. It's only possible to Tzidul. Kasa the Tzad Yadza Abeyo Abeyden, you wrote it in your own hand, and Ritz will suggest that you signed it, but no other agent touched it. Or Yisha Abeyden, then he goes, blah, 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 blah. And it will give him to do it, and this is about Tasha. So far, no surprise, and then no beloved. There you go. There's Rashi. Ooh. And this is about Tasha. I tell him, Rock Ready Mayor Steel. Rashi says, this is not remain. Okay. It's totally understood that this is possibly the position of the mayor. Rashi says, no, I tell him, Rock Ready Mayor Steel. This time, no, look at Mayor. Why do I make it a chassina karsi? The mayor says it's a chassina karsi, which is to do with a mayor, have a lot of answer. There's nothing to talk about. Okay. And then, here's another line in Chassin Rashi. Ula mazze bukla de gemar ke mayor, but if you are to say to the mayor, then ikul amema, the kassab yado, the mayor, ain't it, that it is the mayor, and then what type of shot I need, ain't it, Hakima? The answer is, Kamehin, what does that sound like? He can sue me. Based on that alone. And even if I later deny it, I'm going to give the money, don't shy up. No. And how the shy up is, then I turn around and say later, I said, no, I'm going to tell you that now. You only have eight of them. Who, me, I'm going to get them. He said, no. I'll tell you all this, I've got 108. You yourself admitted that as good if not better than 80, 200 or 100. So that's what Rashi definitely sounds like he's trying to say. Exactly the question that Tosfos was raising. How are you going to explain according to the mayor? And the answer is, Tumei Ein Dami, meaning, Hadas is Medina Dalla Baldin. That's how it's Chasima. Because Hadas is Medina Dalla Baldin. But, we only have eight. Says Tosfos, now the Ba, the Ba, I don't know, the Ba is your car, or your sweater, or your pants, your belt, I don't remember how it works, that you did a couple. There it was. Right before Rashi said two things. Rashi said, it's not her mayor. And then Rashi said, and if it isn't, part two. If it isn't mayor, Kodos wasn't conveyed in them. Right? So right before that part two comes the Alpha of the Bach. Alpha Brunson. That's going to be down below. And this is Avlad Kasher. The Rabbi Mayor Avlad Mamzer. Okay, that's the end of part one. And then the part two is the parentheses, you see? Brunson, Lamas the Mukul of the Huli, Kimei Aiden Dummy. Put the whole part in parentheses, and what comes after that? A bunch of Rashi Tevis, which usual many of the yeshivas are skipped, because that's what they mean. You ever see the Bach? You ever look at that Bach about that? It's basically Bach, though. There will also be something interesting about the Rashi. The Bach says, Tav Aleph Mem. Tav Aleph Mem means Tevos, Elu, Mechukim. Exactly. These words are erased. That's the Bach, that's what it's in parentheses. The Bach says these words don't belong. Vinit, these words, and this is, and then, Vav Nunbeid. What does Nunbeid mean? A lot of Bach start with Nunbeid. A lot of people know the Bach start with Nunbeid. What does Nunbeid mean?
Nifta Betida.
It does not stand for note of any. It stands for Nifta Betida. It's written on the side, in the Bach Gemara. Someone, whoever copied down from the Bach Gemara, is writing you. Nifta Betida was written in the Rabbah had crossed out these lines. We had first written around these lines. And then the side, Nifta Betida is written on the side. What does the Bach write in the margin to, huh? Nun Lamed Nirli Hagahi. This is a gloss. I mean, Tosfos the Reish Parakama, Lachu the Parishta. They took it. So this is not Rashi. Someone add this is a Haggah. What's a Haggah? I mean, some later Tam Chacham had a Gemara with Rashi, and he wrote up this note on the side. Our comment is on Rashi. And then someone took that Gemara and copied it over, and didn't realize that this is Rashi and this is someone else. He blew the whole thing. When he copied over, he copied everything. Someone wrote a footnote to Rashi, and then the next guy who was copying over, because that's what it is before the printing press, he was fine to have an manuscript, and you would make some making a mistake for you in his copied hand. So someone didn't realize that this wasn't part of Rashi, and he copied over, or the whole thing was part of Rashi. So it accidentally got smushed into Rashi, and really is not from Rashi's hand. Rashi doesn't believe it. This is Ritosis! Ah! He is Tartosis! Rashi's better copying in the first verse! Comes up, Gimel Bay. What does Tosfos say? what? Ein l'chach hatima, don't be zoos. There's a box. That, this line is someone was right over an idea of Tosis. So what's the idea of Tosis? Kemeya Eidim Dami. Right? So right away we have already an idea about the thing. That's the Tosis. Why Ein l'chach hatima don't be zoos? Because Hadol Badmin Kemeya Eidim Dami, because that's an Eidim. The guy is speaking himself, that's an Eidim. Okay, we'll have to come back to Tosis. But one second. How does the box know this? How do you have the Ruach Kodesh? Maybe Rashi's right. Rashi can't write more than one post. How do you know that Rashi did write? Yeah. From somewhere. Oh, exactly. Thank you. The Tosis here says, thank you. Close to getting to it. Yeah. Well, hey Rashi. Tosis, are you ready on Dav Gimel? I explain what's going on in this Mishnah. Because the Mishnah's calling Dav Gimel. Rashi Pirish, Akutya, Dav Mishnah, Okay, the Lozo, Okay, the Mayor, Aynera. The Ikka, Big Gemara, the Mukla, the Mayor. So Rashi says it's not Remeir, it's not Rabbah. The Rashi goes on. We didn't read the rest of Rashi. Gives explicit the third shita, and it's a fantastic shot in what it is, which requires work on itself. He says no. The Gemara says it could be Remeir. Obviously, when Tosis is looking at Rashi, there was no such line. Otherwise, Tosis never would have written. From reading Tosis, you see that Tosis did not have Tosis says Rashi did not have this line about well maybe it's Remeir, because Tosis says. Rashi thinks there's neither one, no, but there's a man to own the Gemara, that's for me. Obviously, that man is Rashi. So that's the Bach one, learned Rashi. The Bach one says, it's about that. I see. And a very early, my earliest, I don't have the manuscript of Rashi that goes back to 1200. I do have some, the comments of Tosis. But that's my earliest guess at what Rashi originally wrote, is what Tosis says. It's always possible there are different versions that we don't. We know Rashi's right, his Tzelem HaZurus of his Teirish. But still, the most likely interpretation about things is not that it's different versions of Rashi itself, but it's some later copy. This is so clearly Tosis, it must be some later, someone accidentally stuck Tosis into Rashi. Now, before we go back, we could just end here, say, okay, so about the beginning of the shot. Let's just go back. This as a once we hear something fascinating, did anyone have a chance to say a little bit of Tosis on Rashi? What do you see in Tosis on Rosh? Just to close up this theological discussion, take a look at Tosis on Rosh. Who is Tosis on Rosh? Who is Tosis on Rosh? Very good. And Rosh not right Tosis on Rosh. I think we discussed this in the past, just the exercise, but it's critically important to know. Yes, as we said in the past, there was no rabbi Tosis. There were tens of hundreds of Bali Tosis. Beautiful historical work written about them, compiled Bali Tosis. I found it more about most of it. Very good. Some of it is a little dry unless you have interest in his particular interest. But he gives you highlights, sketches of various Bali Tosis and interest. And who wrote Tosis which was that stuff? Because we know that the body of Tosis, these in Germany and France, the both biological and spiritual grandchildren, great grandchildren of Rashi, that they started, they picked up on the entire of their common degree and continued to add more knowledge and more theories and develop further. And different yeshivas had written records of the discussions on Gemara. And those were in the yeshiva in the town of Tuk, they had Tosis Tuk. And the Tosis Tuk comes from, I think, Tosis Shas comes from Sanz, and so on and so forth. Different towns had their own, each yeshiva had its own set of Tosis, and they sometimes vary a little bit, because the different yeshiva was built on that one, but sometimes you look at the parallel, that's what you're looking at, looking parallel Tosis, you know, you're learning Tosis, that's so clear, looking at Tosis Tuk. Looking at Tosis Shas, and you may get more clarity. It could be arguing with the Tosis, or it could be the same thing explained more clearly. Then it's just a lot of different sizes. Tosis isn't explaining so much. You're looking at different versions that explain more what they're driving at. And when the Tosis Rush, I think it's supposed to be, you can hear it. Tosis Rush is when the Rush, and when the program, the Rush escaped from Germany to Spain to save his life, because he figured he would next with Ron Rutenberg and Zeddy. Was died in prison in Eisenheim. The Rush, for that and other reasons, the Rush fled Germany to Spain, passes through, meets the Rashba, and heads to the Sarva Spain, and ultimately takes Rav up. And he set up yeshiva in Spain, and he brought with him his Tosfos. That's the goal, Tosfos the Rosh. So the Tosfos the Rosh on the Rav adds a little bit more. He starts the same way. So about Rashi, okay. Then he says, here near the end of the beginning of the second column, the Tosfos the Rosh, Rashi appears for tshuva. The beginning just quotes, Rashi said it's not like a May. The May holds Eid HaChazina currently. Okay, and the May holds Avad, Rehra's Avad Mamre, for one of two reasons. So Rashi appears for tshuva, but in a tshuva, Rashi wrote for someone. I said sorry, Ron could not find it. Apparently whoever did this version of Tosfos Rosh couldn't find it either, because there's no footnotes anywhere. Okay, you don't have a little tshuva with Rashi. Rashi wrote a tshuva that the Rosh had. The Modir and Meir Bahani, Dein Avad Mamre, the Avalek Sav Yado, Bimato, agent. Remeir is motivated by these is not a problem. But the Ksav Yado is Bimakom, agent. So the Ksav Yad is in place of agent. Ksav Yad is in place. His handwriting substitutes for agent. How about that? Isn't that great? That's kind of basically like what we have in our Rashi. They might have the box thought, the only source for this idea that the Ksav Yad works according to Meir, it's like Adin, it's Tosfos, it must be someone stuck it in from Tosfos, maybe not. Because Rashi himself said it in a tshuva. Nah, Tosfos Rashi didn't have it in Rashi on Gemara, in his Perish, but he did have it in a tshuva. So either it was stuck in from the tshuva, someone stuck in from the tshuva, someone said, hey, someone wrote aside, by the way, Rashi and tshuva writes it. Rashi himself and tshuva are a little different than someone pushed it in. Alternatively, it could be Rashi himself with a later version of the Perish. Okay, that's an interesting geological note that once they had access, the Bach didn't have Tosfos Rashi. So we didn't have access to that Tosfos Rashi. Now that we have Tosfos Rashi, it could be that's a slightly different understanding of what's going on. Okay, so again, we saw that we just see from the Mishnah Tevah, which is being quoted in that table, and we saw Tosfos definitely thinks that it could be Rebbeir. And don't worry, as I told him, that Gimel could be your mayor, which we're going to come back to in a moment. What Rashi thinks a little bit of mayor. It could be Rashi does not think of your mayor at all, or we'll read the Gemara later differently. Nothing about your mayor. Or, and then level one in Tosfos, and Rashi was just sucking from Tosfos. Someone made two people together, a very unfortunate alley-oop. One person put in the other one pushed it into Rashi. Alternatively, it could be, as Tosfos said, that coming from Rashi himself, a different paper that he wrote, so to speak, in a letter, in a tshuva that he wrote, and that's how it came to be in the Perush Rashi as well. Okay, so for now let's come back. So we saw with Shonos to explain this enigmatic, no greater signature than a man's own signature, the man's own John Hancock. So what does that mean? That we're starting to see glimmerings of an idea. The Lashon we have in Rashi, whoever wrote it, either Tosfos or Rashi or someone, is Kamei Dami. Hadar Tosfos is beautiful. That's Aizen. Hadar Tosfos is Kamei Dami. Or as Rashi himself said, wrote a Tshuva, Bimakam Aizen. The Sav Yad substitutes for Aizen. Okay. Now we have something to hang our head on. Hadar Tosfos is Kamei Dami. There's the Aizen. You need Aizen? You have Aizen. The man himself is the Aizen. The problem is one second. Two things. One thing we said, what we already started to touch on, is that Eid HaKimah Dava? Might be a good Eid HaKimah Dava, is that Eid HaKimah Dava? And then one other thing to point out is that was an honest, a major Tasha. The second one is more just a Ha'ara. It runs as follows. There is a Din. Second test. There would be very far about the dinner, Hadar Tosfos Din Kamei Eidin Dami. But the Mishnayos in Tuvos say it's not only true by Mammon, but we say Hadar Tosfos Din Kamei Eidin Dami. Hadar Tosfos Din Kamei Eidin Dami is also true by Isra Hefer. A woman comes and says, I'm married. A woman comes and says, I'm married. We all know who she is. She comes and says, I'm a married woman. Now we believe her. We're going to believe her. She's a man of what? It's not a Baldin. No, 14, not a in Torah, that's the Imamim, there's a parallel rule of Shavya Anafsha Hatiha. You're making yourself Usher. You're making yourself Usher. It's the same idea. It's said in Isser terminology rather than Mammon terminology. Basically, if you say something about yourself, we believe you about yourself. So, if you say something about yourself that you owe someone money, we believe you, now you owe them that money. If you say something about yourself that your food is trade, or you're somehow have some Isser upon yourself, you're married, you're whatever it is, woman comes and says, I'm a grusha, I can't marry a garden, okay? Then you can't marry a garden. We might even give a calling malchus. Oh, let's figure that. We would give her malchus if she doesn't go then marry the son. Now, okay, so that appears in everyone have sheep. Everyone have? Okay, this is from the very beginning of Hilchos Shechina, of Yerdeh. So the Mechaber here in Sif Yud Vav. Quotes us Rashba. Hashochet b'tnei edim. Behema, lo b'tok hazim. Amshach b'tnei animal, Jewish fowl, shach b'tnei animal, for a non-Jew, non-Jewish customer, who should buy yourself a cooking manna, and then a Jew comes and he wants that part of meat also, he says, well, take me manna. No, don't buy, I shach b'tnei animal for the guy. That means don't buy from that guy. That means it's trade. Ki lo shachatatia. I didn't shach the proper. Adam were watching, as far as they could tell, it looked great. He didn't shoot in the head. He's like he's really doing all the chita. So he says, no, I didn't check the problem. Ain't no neman. Go ahead and eat the meat. Don't have to listen to the butcher. The Adam say it was fine, it's fine. But Lizidei Asura. For him it's straight. The butcher said it's straight, for him it's straight. Why? The Shavya Nafsha Hadicha Disura. That's the principle of Shavya Nafsha. It's true by personal status, it's true by kashas, shavya nafsha chaticha, is true. Let me ask you a question. Can the shochet service to you? Can the shochet service to you?
Why not?
What do you mean?
You.
Oh, that was to me. One second. But as far as he's concerned, right, as far as he's concerned, is he in violation of with me either? Right?
No.
Why?
It's much to me.
Well, how could he usher to him, much to you?
It's usher to him because he's him. It's much to everyone else.
When you call he's him? Tasbir.
Because he... He decided that it would be ushered to himself.
If you're saying it's only ushered to me, according to him, according to him, it's ushered to you also.
But he doesn't have that power.
I think this means a trick, right? I believe this means a trick. The no one is mechayev to believe me. You don't have to believe me, because there's two eggs in the same kosher. But don't believe me either. But I believe he eats. I believe he trade. No, but you would stop it. We wouldn't even let you eat it. If you would now come and say, the butcher come and say, you know what, I want to eat it. Sorry. No, okay, we're not going to let you eat it. Because, Shavi and Ash is the Disney tour. How do you want to serve someone else?
Well, sometimes, if you own like a nether, then you're, it's just for you. You're the one saying you nether on yourself.
Oh.
What if you hold that is really saying that he has some sort of like nemana system that we're believing in, but it's only for himself, then you might say that it's a
excellent. So the toast that you saw in Simo Tzum Vam Dalas, and the Pisley Shuva right over here, if you want to take a look, it's Sif Kan Yud test. It's elsewhere also, but this is one of the places where it appears. Sif Kan Yud test. Raise that issue. What shot, and now you can't eat it? It's kosher, and what else is trade for you? Isn't trade for you? Is the shot that it's really trade for you because we believe you and respect to yourself? You said it's trade, so we don't base it not to believe and respect to anyone else, but other men are atmo, you believe for yourself. As far as you're concerned, we believe you that's trade. If you're gay, we'll give you malchus. Because as far as you're concerned, we believe you that's trade. Just no one else will believe you. But we have to believe you, look God for yourself, you're never that's trade. And then if you really believe it's straight, and you're in violation of the Sanhedrin, I've seen someone else. he can eat it. But when you give it to him, you're violating the behavior. Right? Because it's really safe. Or, no, what's the other approach? That's what he said. No, maybe there's two agents. What believes the guy's against the agent? No. Maybe Kajal and Akshus means you made a new agent now. Now that you said it's trafe, it's akin to making an usher from now on. How do you make an usher from now on? Never. That's the question. That's the question that the Shah Melech and the Yudah did the truth of many Achor who discussed the Shidduch Tzotzkos as well. Many Achor who are mafalpo with it. You look in the Gilui Maharsha over here, he did a wrestle the heart. So he tells you, Shah Melech raised this question of listening to Yudah, which Lechora is totally the Shidduch. And so points out, you have a parallel discussion by Hodas Valdin. When I say that I smashed Mr. Putterman's window, Aiden come and say, no, they still someone else smash it. Doesn't matter, I now have to pay. Even if I decide I don't want to pay, so it's too late. Hodas Valdin can't Aiden. Why is that? Why does it believe you against the Aiden? Is it because Adam Nemo al Asmo, the language of the Gemara in Teresa Stapi's Days of Adal, Adam Nemo al Asmo, you believe about yourself more than anyone else can believe about you? Or no? Or and we believe you more than the Aiden with respect to yourself? Or no? I mean, the Aiden was right. You didn't break it. It doesn't matter. When you say, I broke your windows, that's like a way of accepting a new debt. Just like if I take out a sinner. Just like if you give me, we write a shtar and I now chai money to you, or we do a king and shtar, a king and sinner, I make myself chai money to you, I can make a new for you. So maybe Hodah is like it's a way of making a new chiyuv. It's again the same, the parallel hakir by both, the parallel hakir by both. But when you're neman for respect to yourself, do you really neman? Really believe you on the fact more than the agent, it's retroactive? We respect you, they really were never nishat karoi to begin with? Do you really did break the windows? Or no? Do we believe the agent? You didn't break the windows? And you did shot the time. No, good. It's not in it. You say it's straight, like you're taking a debt for yourself. You say you broke the windows, like accepting a new his time. Right now, this moment, going forward, you're creating a new his time. So let me take questions in a moment. So let me make one point first, and then we'll take questions. There's two questions. How does this relate to our subgroup? Moses is making the argument that Meir could buy into. No problem. There's no greater chasima than this. And we come down to see later in Zaf Tevav, in the Tosfos Rosh B'Shem Rashi, and the Rashi himself, B'Shem whoever is writing there, and the Babah. Hadol falls in. What's Chan Tosfos? Give all our Tosfos. Those are like our. What's on our Tosfos? Our Gemara, our Tosfos. What's on our Tosfos? Says Chesed Kedah Koshi B'Koshi B'Meir. Why? And look at chasima. There's no greater chasima than this. What's no greater chasima? But Tosfos, if that's true, Tosfos is limiting himself to that approach that it's really if it's just a new nether, it's a new Ishaibus, then that's not a get. It's definitely not a get. There's no nether going on. What we're saying is you're really Naman. You're really Naman on top of yourself. It's a real Nebuchadnezzar. There's no greater Chassim. It's Kimei. It's like 180 funds and stuff. You saw it like 180 funds. It has to be. It's a real Nebuchadnezzar. So there's no Yehuda who says it's real Nebuchadnezzar to be right after this. But I think Tosh Beis and others who really buy into the new Hizchayvus, new Nedar approach, and not that you're really Nebuchadnezzar. If Hadar falls in, Tosis is obviously assuming that Hadar falls in means you are really believed as Aiden, and not just as a workaround to mimic Aiden. So that's another problem. So again, Tosfos put forth an approach to explaining how this could be a mayor. The smaller problem is that you're locking yourself into one sound in the Hakira, the how you understand Shabbat and Ashadar called it. The bigger problem is you look with Karsi. Where's the Karsi? Where's the Eid Fasim Hadar? Even Hadar called in, Shabbat and Ashadar is a real Nemanus, it's a Nemanus. It's not a Bira though. We believe that the facts are true. But the very thing works, he's just saying, hey, that you can't be your own Ezekima Dabra. You're Makazi Novi. No, it's not Ezekima Dabra. So what's going on? What's going on? No, so that's what we say. Let's take one confession before we get. Where's our dog? What's in for this? There ain't other. Yes, Ellie points out that you could be Machayev yourself without being in Russia.
No.
So you're saying maybe my cases were no good. Then maybe my cases of breaking the window is a good example. We should say. Okay. Either by accident. Or nobody says it because I'm making it more dramatic. The one classic examples are borrowing money. It just sounds much too. It's not as exciting. That's why I said it's I'm not sure. You guys any got. Well, that might depend on the criteria.
Why?
Because if it's not that money.
No, but
if it's just new and private, but then. Is it what you say doesn't really matter? It's the way you're saying I owe you 10,000. I owe you the value of that window. The may have window of life. That's all it is. You got to think about it. You got to think about all the rules that anime from Russia would have figured out. That could be an interesting case. That's a good point. But even then, that could often be very much not a Russia. Yeah.
I'm going to ask that question, but another question is that isn't the reason why that person probably made an offer saying it's not a Russia, isn't the reason because if a person is going to make himself look right to Russia, obviously he doesn't have a dot to specify himself. But isn't it the same thing here? If he has a dot to say that he's a bad chauffeur, why would he say, why would he specify himself?
Oh, that's a good point. So keep in mind. Very good. Oh, you're making a great point. It's a great point. Finish with the same. The case of the Raj, the Shulchan Aruch, the Raj, but because the guy says I shepherd it poorly. This man is saying he's a Rasha. What's going on? So that might explain, according to this, why is the case after they who shepherd it poorly?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
And
it's at the retail market. That's a little bit strange. It could be I made a mistake. I just realized now. I forgot to do a proper bedik on this background or something. But the easiest way out is to say who's helping for a guy. I'll say no. I wasn't trying to chef properly in the first place. So there's a certain richness involved there. I was going to the non-Jewish market. And so these are all different workarounds for this problem. Okay. So with them tomorrow, we're going to have to pick up with figure out the way to start. What is that? Is that a home? No, I don't know.